The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome back.
Hey, y'all. You know what it is.
It was good to put my stuff out there, my truth online the other day.
That was cute. It was nice. I mean, people were like in their bags.
Princess Diana, they were like screaming over the casket.
I was like, y'all are doing a lot. He's still here. Like, it's like.
I appreciated it. Nobody ever gives you your fucking flowers, though.
You were like, y'all have to give me these flowers and then leave me alone.
Someone wrote me and they were like, you really just tried to show everybody up on New Year's Eve with their posts. Because everyone's like doing the New Year's posts. Like,
or they're doing COVID reveals like it's a gender reveal. So it's like, it's either that or like, I got it, y'all. If y'all don't stop with this shit, it's weird.
Well, I'm appreciative of the outpouring of support from everybody. It's been amazing, and I appreciate everyone.
I mean, could you imagine somebody jumping in the comments being a hating-ass bitch? I mean,
I was expecting it always, so I'm always ready to fight. You know me. But I'm not on that energy in 2022. I'm dumb, hot, and happy. I don't even
dumb.
Fight. I don't
have time. Dumb. Yeah. Explain racism to me. No idea what it is.
Like, what is racism? Explain it to me like I'm a golden retriever, because I don't understand.
I have no idea.
I'm just dumb and hot and happy.
What Mary Cosby doing is stand-up comedy to me. So, like, I don't know what y'all are talking about.
We're going to get to that. Fuck it. Let's just get on to the show. Hey, everyone, welcome back. Welcome back.
Hey, y'all.
You know what time it is. Jay's in the house. Jonathan Lawhorn.
We here.
Hold his microphone like it's a fucking like it's a penis. And he's like, wow. What was I gonna say? I was gonna say something about New Year's flopped.
Right?
It flopped.
It really flopped. And I like called myself trying to be like low key, and then it hit.
Oh, you went out.
The way.
Tell me. Okay, tell me.
Like, right. I was like, okay.
I fell down.
You fell?
Oh, I was at a small apartment gathering.
Oh, okay. I see you trying to roll the adjectives out early. It was a small apartment gathering, girl.
It was. I was not at a super spreader event.
If you don't come
all,
up off but this if, warehouse even if party. I
was, but even if I was, no, I was not at a warehouse party, please.
Because I was.
Nobody's going to warehouse party. Oh, you're just. Of course you were. Tell me more. Was it Crenshaw?
Oh, girl.
Was it in Crenshaw?
It was off Skid Row.
Because they do that. Yeah. Okay.
A hotbed.
All right.
A hotbed.
LA listeners, are you hearing this? A hotbed of
it was
illicit
thick
activities.
In there. Like, I was like, oh, I'm getting Omicron. Like, I was like, it's happening.
Was it gay?
It was a mix. And there were faces okay. in there. I'm not going to blow nobody's spot up because there were people in there that I was like, why are y'all here?
Hey, Ira.
Stop. Ira was not there. But there were people in there. I was like, oh, y'all in here. So no mask. Ventilation
oh, you know
dead.
What? Ira's in, he was in Miami.
So he's traveling with it. Okay.
So well, y'all was getting it popping.
So I was like, I had one of those nights.
I drank champagne from like 9 p.m. until around the time that the ball dropped, and I should not drink champagne from 9 until the ball drops, because that's too much bubbles for any one person to deal with.
Champagne wears me out early.
It does. Yeah, it makes me tired, and not even horny and tired, like just tired. Like, take me home. Like, I feel like old maid.
Like, my brain is like yelling me in. For Miss Plug. It's like, what are we doing? And it's like,
Yeah.
It was like, if we're out, like, we're going to do this.
So, what time did you get home on New Year's? You don't have to tell us. Can I guess?
You can try to guess.
5?
Like p.m. the next day?
No, 4, 8, 5 a.m.
Oh, no, it was the next day.
Oh, my God. I can't do it. You can't. It's too much. I was in bed by 3.
I was in bed at noon the next day. I mean,
oh my God.
But yeah. I had to get it all out for the year because I'm not seeing you bitches. Yeah, because you're not doing year. This shit.
Because, yeah, I'm not doing this shit with y'all. Like, let me just get my Omicron early. You already had Omicron.
I had Delta, girl. I did not have Omicron.
Oh, wait. Yeah, so you got to get Omicron.
I had Miss Delta. It's fine because Omicron is weak compared to her, so I was good.
Yes. You know, it's like what this year is turning out to be already is just like, I'm just trying to plan out when I'm going to get it. Like, I can't get it next week because I'm going to be busy the week after. So now I'm just like, what week is opportune for me to get it?
People scheduling it.
Around it. I know I'm scheduling Omicron in. I'm like, let me just...
Meanwhile, the new one showed up. So when y'all scheduling that one?
Oh, the French one? They said it's not shit. They said it's not anything to worry about. They said all caps, not anything to worry about. And they also said it failed to take off. They're talking about this shit like it was a Katy Perry record.
It's weird. They're also like, they also was telling us to leave our house 5 days after you get COVID. It's like, it's weird. Like, it's a trap and y'all are falling for it.
Not y'all and they and y'all and they. You sound like very...
Couldn't be me.
Are you? What websites are you on?
I'm on, but you know I'm in my deep conspiracy YouTube bag. Like, I'm a hotep, obviously. So it's
okay,
like,
Candace Owens. Okay.
It's like I'm taking fucking horse pills. I'm good.
Okay. I love it. Christmas flopped. Christmas.
This whole shit flopped. Like,
yeah, Christmas is flop era now because this is 2 years in a row and it's not looking good for Saint Nick. He fell off. It's really not looking good for him because it doesn't even make any sense because by comparison, Halloween's been popping.
Halloween's that girl.
Actually, Halloween is actually more popping in COVID than it was.
It was lit.
Yeah, it kind of.
I'm like, Saint Nick can crawl back up the chimney with them fucking presents. I don't want any of this shit. I don't know.
And I'm at the age too now where presents aren't even that fun. Just give me money.
Run me a bag. Like, I'm not interested. What presents you gonna get me? Is it a one-way ticket to Earth 2? Like, that's the only thing I would take at this point. Let's go excite me.
What do you think Tristan Thompson got Khloe Kardashian for Christmas?
A pie in the face. I mean, wow.
Basically, yeah.
So I saw somebody tweet.
He's obsessed with running down on that woman. He is obsessed with embarrassing her in public. I can't.
Somebody on Twitter was like,
it's actually like a kink for him.
But I mean,
like, he gets off on embarrassing her in front of people.
I also just think he's slow. It's like it's not calculated. They'll require him to be intelligent. Like, it's just like she deserves it, and it's just the universe sticking it to her. Like,
oh yeah. Oh, I love it.
I'm like, girl, I feel bad, but like, I don't.
I stand by that he's cute.
He's disgusting, but see, have fun. We definitely do, because you like roaches that are the size of fucking giants, but okay.
I was on Twitter earlier and they were dragging. I said, I'm not dealing with Twitter this year, I think, or maybe the first month. I'm going to just like, because the gays were dragging this one specific one. I don't even know who it is. Someone had to fill me in. My friend Keith was like, this one and da da da. But apparently there's just some like white gay who's always giving really problematic takes on politics and all this
Barrett
shit.
Paul?
No. Right. That one's not politics. That's just like himself. He's just talking about
goofy.
He's more racist.
She still has us blocked.
Yeah, he'd be best friends with Mary Cosby.
No.
Okay, yeah, I'm not.
Mary would not have time for that. Don't do Mary like that. She would be friends with us.
Okay. But no, so he's, so basically there was some article about like teachers being scared to go back to the classrooms. Mm-hmm. And he apparently was like, he was basically union busting. He was like, they're just too lazy. They don't want to go back to school. He said that they're lazy and that they don't. Yeah, he said teachers are lazy and that they don't want to go back to class or something like that. And it's like, he's like, it's not even that dangerous of a virus anymore and you can get vaccinated and they just don't want to go back to work. And it's like the people started eating him alive. Girl, they dragged out photos of him.
Stop.
Apparently, they
so got of course so he's off ugly. Topic.
They got so off topic. Well, apparently he was in a throuple. He had a husband and they were in a throuple and then the husband left him for the twink. And so someone wrote back and said, posted a photo of the throuple and they said, girl, your husband left you for a twink for your third. You might want to worry about that. What? And then someone else wrote, yeah, going in. That was insane. I was like, I'm staying out of this.
Wow. Oh my God,
but I'm still watching, but I'm watching from the bleachers. You know me.
Right.
Because I still have to see the mess.
Right.
But I'm not engaging.
Right.
Then they said something like, someone said, he's clearly, well, he's right about one thing. I never agree with him on politics, but he said there's never, what did he say? He said, I don't usually agree with this boy on politics, but he was right. A third party system will never work.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, he deserves it. Like,
yeah, don't mess with
teachers are lazy.
One thing you don't fuck with is teachers.
That's where we all align. Like, really?
Yeah, because the people that literally raised you,
right? Especially if you were a gay boy, you know your teachers were it for you. Like, it's like there is no universe. Like, all my teachers were also like secondary mothers. It's like,
please, I was literally hanging on my teacher's skirt during recess every day, trying not to get hit by a dodgeball.
Oh my God, I lived for my teachers. I will fight for them still. Like, what is wrong with people? Like, you're getting on here ugly. Fat, nasty, broke.
Ugly, single, fat, nasty, broke, angry as hell. Talk about teachers. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, God. I can't. It's like this year just started and y'all are already acting up on Twitter. I can't do it.
Speaking of, even worse.
What?
Because, you know, we have to deal with Eric Adams here in New York.
Oh, right. The cop. Great.
This fucking pig. He got on there today and was talking about, he said, quote, low-skill workers like cooks, messengers, and Dunkin' Donuts employees don't have the academic skills to go sit in a corner office. He literally said that verbatim.
Wow.
Low-skill workers.
Wow.
There's no such thing as low skill. It's a myth perpetuated by a capitalist society to keep low-income people low-income. That's
the way y'all hate people who do essential jobs. It's weird.
The way Americans kiss up to rich people and hate people that like work in low-income.
You're like mad that people at McDonald's want to raise. It's weird.
Yeah, like, but then y'all want to ride Jeff Bezos' gross dick. Like,
right?
Please.
But you're in the
who's
McDonald's.
On steroids, by the way. Did you see the photos? He's
disgusting.
Ugh.
Gross.
I can't.
Y'all are sad. This is.
I hate Eric Adams. I don't understand how he's so terrible so early. Like, it's literally the third day of the year.
I mean, well, it's like.
But we knew what it was.
I mean.
We knew what it was.
Y'all let a black straight man take over. Yikes. Couldn't be me.
A black straight man.
Yikes.
A cop.
A black straight cop. Kill me. I can't.
Don't worry. He will.
And blame me. So it's great.
Low skill workers.
Oof.
This year's already wearing me out, actually, now that I'm looking at all this shit. I'm looking at a list right now. Betty White died on New Year's Eve.
Because they put the article out early. Like, how y'all y'all already ran the cover and had the art done up? Like, she's literally...
Like, y'all knew.
They wanted her gone. This is weird.
It's weird. It's giving conspiracy.
And then they were fighting her manager on Twitter talking about it's they fault because they let her get the booster shot and it killed her. And I'm like, wow, like this is too much.
I didn't even see that.
Yeah,
part.
It's a lot.
Wait, do you think the booster shot killed her?
Bitch, stop. No, it didn't. Like, why are we even letting these people have a fucking inch of rope? Because they're on Twitter like, it's the booster. It got her. It's like. Betty White was invincible. It's putting that fucking article out. Y'all jinxed her.
They were just waiting, praying for her downfall.
Well, she was already sick of this shit. I can't imagine that woman's day to day. She was like, get me the fuck out of here. Like, there's no way, bet. She's like, I've been around. Like,
why are you holding on at this point?
She's been all around the other golden girls are in heaven. Fucking century. And she's like, this is the worst I've ever seen it.
Who was the, I know, imagine like in your lifetime seeing the first piece of sliced bread, but then also getting to see like
this shit,
Amazon 2-day delivery and this shit that we're dealing with COVID.
She's like, get me up out of here.
This is dumb.
It was given like, was given like that black auntie, like, let me get the fuck up out of here. Like, that was the vibe.
I know, serious. Shit. Ooh, early. What about, who's your favorite golden girl?
I was a Rue McClanahan stan for sure. So Blanche.
Blanche, okay.
Because she's the hoe.
See, Betty was my favorite.
Blanche was the hoe. Like, she's the Samantha Jones of the Golden Girls, so I liked her.
I also like Bea Arthur.
I love Bea Arthur. She's so funny.
Yeah, the way she saunters in and out of the rooms, and she's just like, her energy is just.
I know. I mean, who doesn't love the Golden Girls? It's like, it's weird to me if people don't like them. I'm just like, what is.
Remember they had a spinoff?
Oh.
In the hotel or whatever it's called, or it's like some resort.
Oh.
And it had the gay guy on it.
That's probably what killed it.
Oof. I know.
Oof. Left him off.
Did you see Don't Look Up?
No, I'm not watching that shit.
Like, I did.
Like, for what?
I don't know. I got bored. I'm telling you, I've watched everything. I'm at a fucking loss. After New Year's, because I wasn't doing shit. I was just like in the house. Girl, I got so bored, I started watching Queer Eye.
Stop.
It was dark.
Wow.
Okay, I don't care. But I don't care how bad it gets. I'm not watching Succession. I'm not doing it.
Okay, bitch, I'd rather you watch Succession than Queer Eye. Wow, you were that deep in your bag? There ain't shit that can make me watch that goofy ass shit. There is no way. Like,
wait.
I don't like a single motherfucker on there. I don't even need to meet a single one of them.
I have. Listen, someday, just like Betty White, one of them is going to all of them are going to have their expiration date, and then they're going to have to replace all these people. Imagine if we get replaced.
Bitch, I'm not going on there and getting played out.
Which one would you be?
You're really trying to put me up on there.
Yeah. Would you be interior design?
No, I'm not being.
No, you'd be the style.
I have to do clothes, which will be annoying.
I'm doing whatever Karama does because he don't do shit. He just wears fitteds and drives.
You're like, he's just here.
He just meets some people. He just wears a fitted New Era hat.
He's like, hey, just girl, drives nice a truck to meet all day you. And be like, don't do shit. Like, I mean, okay.
I know. And it just snaps a bunch. He's like, you go, girl. That's right.
Okay, so we're in the Queer Eye reboot. I can't. The fact that you put this in the air is really stressing
the
me
way,
out.
The way we would rebrand that show, and it would be so fucking turned up.
Oh, because I would just run these bitches ragged. You think I'm going to be over here hugging these folks? I'm going to be like, show me your Twitter history now. Like,
and then when they wash their hair and dirt comes out, I'm like, don't even hug me because I saw that shit that came out of your fucking head. Go stand over there.
Open this fridge. I'm sure it's full of junk and slop. Like, I would be in there running these people ragged. You think I'm going to be nice ragged. To these people? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm called Queer Side Eye.
There's the show.
The way we would run over these motherfuckers. That's the show, bitch. We could cast it with us, and Kofi could be on there.
Kofi could be the coming Kofi. Yep. We this is perfect. Yes. I need Kofi on it.
Yep.
Okay. Cute.
And we need Ira. Ira's gonna be on there somehow.
Yes. This will be too messy. Like, they'll be like canceled already.
The best show ever. Talk about ratings juggernaut. Please.
It would be through the roof. Oh my God, actually, now you got me interested.
I know, but they would be on Zeus instead of Netflix.
I'm not doing it on there because we would have to fight the people. That's the only way it would hit.
Okay. Okay.
Like, we'd be swinging on production. Like, it's like, I needed to.
Are we talking like one-on-one or are we group action?
I want to jump people on it.
So demented. Oh my God.
Oh God, I'm here for it.
You know who I want to jump?
Who?
Whoever works in creative that thought it was a good idea to have Katy Perry dancing with a giant life-size turd with a corn kernel as a tooth.
What? That?
Katy Perry.
I can't. I don't know what. Katy Perry, something's wrong. Like, she has to just be like, something's wrong.
She's built an entire career of just having life-size object out of household items and dancing on them. But like, that's her entire shtick, right?
But like, it's like, what, I didn't even want to dig further as to what the concept was for her dancing on a toilet there with the piece of shit jumping out the toilet. Like, it's weird.
Also, the fact that it was singing Snoop Dogg's part of California Girls.
Wait, it wasn't.
Giving racism.
Wait, was it?
Yes, it was, girl.
Stop.
Poop Dogg. Poop Dogg.
Wait, they let the piece of shit
be
Snoop. I can't.
Because she was singing California Girls and he's the only one there. That's very interesting choice, right?
So first of all, you had a backup dancer rapping Snoop's part, which is weird. But like, weird. He's dressed as a turd.
If anyone doesn't know, this is for Katy Perry's Vegas residency, which opened last week. Or was it? I don't even fucking know, because the days don't matter anymore between Christmas and New Year's. So I don't fucking know what day it was. But she was dancing on a giant piece of toilet paper, or giant toilet paper roll next to a giant toilet, next to a giant turd with a corn kernel as a one tooth. That was so gross. I had to, because I watched it once and I was like, this is not real. And I left it. And then I was sitting at work and I was just like, And then in the middle of the day, I was like, wait, that was a corn kernel.
Wow.
Stuck in the poop.
I.
Yeah.
Okay. This is too
much. Burns the weedy need to go on tour, actually.
Okay. I just give up already. Like, nothing's hitting. I mean, I know we're 4 days in, but I needed something to like reassure me, and I haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah.
This is going to be another miserable ass year.
It's not going to be a good year for, you know who? Mary Cosby.
Stop.
Their production on Real Housewives of Salt Lake City is trying to get us up off Mary Cosby.
And they're not going to, so nice try.
They're trying so hard to get us up off her body.
If y'all go press
the racism,
well then give the heat to Ramona equally.
Yeah, that's true.
If y'all trying to push Everyone's Mary like, off the show, why the fuck Ramona's still on the show?
Yeah, so if Ramona gets to stay, then Mary gets to stay at this
because point, Ramona is a whole fucking bigot.
Yeah, that's true. It's true.
Who openly supports Trump. Like, y'all got her on the show acting like it ain't fun, like it's fine, but you want to press Mary.
Mary don't even vote, so.
It's like, y'all mad at Mary when every bitch in that goofy city is a bigot. It's Salt Lake City. Y'all surprised that these bitches are racist? Like, I'm confused.
Someone was on Twitter the other day talking about Lisa Barlow, or the L in LGBT stands for Lisa Barlow. I said, I had to pull up the campaign contributions to Ted Cruz's presidential campaign. Just a reminder, everyone, Lisa Barlow, while she is funny on television, let's not...
Is a bigot.
She's a Ted Cruz supporter.
But you know how, like, white gays love to conveniently pretend racism doesn't apply when it comes to gay spaces? Yeah. They're like, it doesn't matter because she's fun and she likes... Like, she, like, went to a gay party once. It's like, y'all are stupid, and this is why y'all can get jumped this year, too. Ugh. Yuck.
So Mary Cosby is just on air just saying any damn thing. She's talking about, oh my God, quote unquote, slanty eyes.
I don't even know what that means because I'm dummy, so I have no idea.
I know I'm dumb. It's
I had to read Twitter and y'all was,
but the fact that she said it like four times, I was like, oh my, and she's on Twitter doubling down. I don't know if you've seen, she's fighting everyone.
But they're attacking her.
Someone said talking to Mary Cosby is like talking to a brick wall. And then she wrote, you look like a brick wall. What the fuck?
But I love it. I love it.
I love it. You look like a brick wall, girl. Someone wrote something to her. They said, girl, take advice from the people in the comments. Girl, just own your mistake and move on. Mary said, go jump.
Oh my God, I love it.
Go jump from a pastor. Go jump off a bridge.
I mean, maybe that's what the king said, felt sent to her to say. I don't know.
I don't know. That's kind of my new favorite saying, though. Go jump.
I'm going to say it, too. Go jump and touch grass. That's all I'm saying to people. Those are the only things. You have to sit me down and explain why Mary's being canceled. I don't know what racism is. So, like, I have no idea why we're mad.
You can't really cancel Mary. She's an ethereal being. She's like, how are you going to cancel air?
Like, she's a vessel for the Lord. So I don't know why y'all think that you can cancel. That's like canceling the king. That doesn't work. Good luck, y'all, because I'm going to still be on her.
Let's be let's be real. Everybody on Salt Lake City is very problematic to begin with. So to pretend that one is worse than the other, they've all got shit.
Right.
Let's be real.
Like, we still like
watching Salt Lake City.
We're like scanning over the fact that Jen is literally a crook. Like, I really need y'all to like get back to the topic at hand.
It's like this woman is literally being arrested by the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI, but somehow she's not the most chaotic member right. on this cast. That's crazy. Come on now. This is so. I can't wait to this reunion. They're filming it this week.
I can't. I'm so hyped. Mary better come with her I'm a new bitch wig. Like, I need
she
her.
She better be sitting next to fucking Andy. I want the steam rising off of her body.
If Mary is sitting next to Andy, I will lose it.
Lose it.
He better.
He Andy will lose her, it. He will be.
I don't know Andy, why he wouldn't put her next to him.
Because he. And she better bring that same chaotic energy he brought to the New Year's Eve CNN special. That, you see that shit?
It was giving Miss Plug. It was giving Miss Plug.
Paging Dr. Cohen, we need you.
It was giving, like,
he lost it. Anderson Cooper was like, please cut the cameras, dead ass.
Anderson was giving, like, girl. Like, it was a lot. Like, I was just like, this is weird. Cause I mean, you are drunk, but like, I know, like, I jumped in the comments on something and people were just like, y'all know what this is. I was like, I know what that is.
I know what it is. New Year's Eve.
Peak zooted.
Let him live.
Peak. Like, that's peak. That's the energy, because it'd be real skittish. And I was like, that's scary.
Two housewives get to host the next New Year's for CNN. Who is it?
Wait, then two housewives get to host?
Yeah. Yeah.
Phaedra Parks.
Oh, I'm already in. I'm already in.
Phaedra Parks, and I'm gonna go with, just because it's gonna be such weird energy, I'm gonna go with Phaedra. Ooh, no, I'm gonna do Phaedra and Dorinda.
Ooh, okay, that's fun.
That's fun, right?
They're homegirls, and they're homegirls,
and it'll be fun.
They're homegirls from the new show.
If I wanted it to be hectic, I would do like. Or we could just give
I know who I'm
we
doing.
Could do a two for two and just do Alexia and Teresa, the twins.
Yes, that's what I'm talking. Speaking of, Alexia was literally just before we got on here. She was talking to me in the comment section for somewhere.
Stop. That's my girl.
I'm not even kidding you.
Love.
I said blonde Teresa. And she said, well, show me those Teresa checks. Don't worry, Alexia. It's coming.
That's her calling out Andy. Keep it up. She's like, Andy.
I know. But it's, don't worry, Alexi, it's coming. Keep up with these storylines.
She's carrying that 10 season. Of them. Like, it's
she's
like
carrying. There would be no show without Alexi.
Oh, she brought all of the storylines.
Let me find out. I'm about to be on the next Spirit Airline flight down to Miami to start hanging out with Alexi.
I'm gonna need you to hurry up and get down there and hang out with her and run off that man so Petey can come back.
Yeah. Yes. No, wait, I know who I'm picking. It's Marlo Hampton. And Lynn Curtin.
Wow. The way you dug her out of a literal grave, because where is she?
Yeah. Some are selling cufflinks out of a Toyota Tercel.
Getting foreclosed on.
Y'all ain't gonna get us off of Mary Cosby, I don't think. I fear. Ever.
There's no universe.
I don't think it's gonna happen.
Or I would like a host. I could do like, I'm here for like Mary Cosby and then like her with.
We need to do her with someone sacrilegious.
With somebody real, like somebody real messy.
Do her with Carlton, the witch.
Ooh.
Carlton
or her and Brandy, Mary Cosby. Her and Brandy Glanville. Like, I need somebody that's really.
Just something
like yeah, a Jezebel.
Skittish too.
Like, put her with. Like,
someone that got the Jezebel spirit. You know,
put her and Portia on there and see if that hit.
Whew. Oh, Jin Shaw's trial is going to be March 22nd. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to this year.
If they don't come back and slap her with all the fucking charges,
wait, with the way we're going to gag when we find out how many actual years she gets, because they're going to go,
they're throwing the book at her.
She's in a K Jewelers. Wearing fucking fur bikini with a matching fur coat, getting diamonds all over her body, putting it on Instagram, you know she's going to jail.
The way I wish I was the Fed who got to see that footage, because they was like, ooh, come see this, ooh. Y'all. Like, the feds are in the office like, this bitch think we playing.
I love how it's an office. They all got their like desktop computers and like, girl, come look at
the feds at live for that sort of behavior. They're like, ooh, girl, come look at this. Because they go just first thing, they go cue it up on the TV. She's
just acting up. Yep, they go put it on the big screen.
The girl, the people who were selling you that jewelry are the feds. Like, they already knew you
was
coming in.
She wants to get this heat. It's like she wants to get this, like,
because she thinks she's Teresa and she isn't. You're not gonna be able to go in and make friends like Teresa did. Those girls go up for Teresa. Like, they go beat you up.
Teresa wore, Teresa wore a pantsuit to court. She was not wearing
flashy,
crusted. Yeah, she was not flashy. Mm-hmm. Teresa looked like shit those last couple of years, remember?
She did. They wore her out. But Teresa also comes from, like, you know, she come from some stuff. So, like, the girls in there was like, ooh, she got street cred. Yeah. Like, they fucked with her.
Yeah.
Jim, what you gonna say?
Teresa's a girl.
What you gonna say when you get in there? First of all, you cosplaying as a Black woman, so they go jump you.
So what you do? You on Salt Lake City? What you do? You yell at girls on there?
Right.
Come yell at us.
Yep. That's the first thing from the door. Yep. Yell at us like you yell at some girls on the Salt Lake City. Like, they gonna eat her up.
Because they're gonna be like, we don't even like you, bitch. You was talking about Mary.
I love the way, like, jail fights have no rhyme or reason. It's just be like, bitch, you walked in here funny. It's like, I can't. Scare Straight used to have me shook. I was like, there is
I love Scare Straight.
I'm going to prison.
Is that on YouTube? I'm watching that tonight because I have no more shows. I need to watch that tonight. Scare Straight is it.
Because it works. Like, just watching works.
Wait. That's what we need to be on. We need to be on Scared Straight.
What do you mean be on it? Bitch, I'm not going into a penitentiary.
We can be the tour guides. We just, like, open the door and be like, okay, so.
Bitch, I'm not going anywhere near the penitentiary. Because the way we will get sucked in there, because they'll be like, ooh, you looking good. I can't. There's no way.
No. What's your skin routine?
Like, the way there are too many men that I've met that are out the clink who be like, ooh, you would do well. And I'm like, I don't want to have this conversation.
I don't want to do well at the clink. You get that commissary money, get off that. Yeah, like, I'm good.
It's like, what does that mean? Like, I'm good. It
means that everyone is going to use you as a fuck toy. I can't.
Wow.
Wow. So many people who would not do well in prison.
I mean, I would run the girls, but I'm not interested in finding out. Like, I just don't need to know.
Yeah. I would run the girls. Omo is going off the chain right now. Everyone is talking about Omo. He's the name on everybody's lips.
So do we need to buy one? Do we need to buy one?
Balsamic vinegar.
Like, I never knew he sounded like that. Because even though we've heard him talk a lot, I didn't know it was that thick.
It is such a Brooklyn accent. Where is it?
I love him.
Hold on.
Balsamic vinegar?
The most Brooklyn fucking accent.
Balsamic vinegar?
It's so good.
I know.
Can I get a chopped cheese with some balsamic vinegar?
It's such a Bronx girl, too.
It's amazing.
Balsamic vinegar?
It's like the way TikTok is going.
I might have to be
Elmo
for Halloween.
Oh my god, please.
I know.
With Tim's on.
TikTok is going. Yes. Dancing with them on top of the meteor. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh my god, yes, please.
Yes, I'm obsessed. You know what I'm obsessed with, though? That one clip, you hate it. Every time I bring it up, you're like, I'm not doing this with you today.
There we go.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Which clip?
Everybody, the Real World LA had a reboot.
I can't.
And
the way
Tammy Roman, every time I bring it up, you're like, I can't do this. I'm not doing this today with you.
My blood pressure was going up so increasingly in that video. I was like, this is insanity to me.
So they had a reboot of the show, and it's basically bringing all the people from the previous show back to the same apartment to all live together for 2 weeks. Tammy Roman, who is a reality show
icon
legend. If you don't know who she is, I don't even know why you're listening to this fucking podcast. Like, Tammy Roman is it.
Let me show you how talk is cheap. I can't. I just rewatched that.
To that scary bitch, come get her phone. I got her phone. That's right. She's going through her purse.
The way Tammy used to really show out in Miami. Woo.
Don't you rip my pages up, Evelyn.
I can't.
I love it. I love it. Anyways, Tammy Roman is on the show. It's her claim to fame, really. And she's wearing a bonnet and she's chain smoking
the skinnies.
Virginia Slims out the skinnies. So the Virginia Slims. She's smoking them with her bathrobe on. And everyone's talking about racism. It comes up in the conversation and there's white people in the room. And one of the white guys goes, well, I went with my friend once to a pizzeria and they called my friend an N-word, but he didn't say the N-word.
He said the
N-word with the hard R.
Hard R.
Hard R. And I was like, and it's her. And when he says the hard R, you could hear a pin drop in the room. And Tammy's face is just like, whatever they're paying this woman is not enough.
She was like, get me the fuck up out of here. Like, that was the look.
She's like, but you don't say it.
He's like, but he said it to me. They called him. And I felt it because he's my friend. It was...
And then he was trying to double down. He's like, but that's what they called him. And you must not know about friendship. And it was like, oh my God. And then she's fighting with this white man about using the hard R N word. And then...
The Latina.
Irene, the Latina, stands up and she starts yelling at the white guy. She's like, don't ever use that word. You don't know what it's like to be an N-word. And then she uses it.
I can't. And then Tammy was like...
And then Tammy... Tammy's like... It was like, and then Tammy with a cigarette in her mouth looks at her and she's like,
you don't say it
either. You don't say it either. I wanted to scream. I felt the pressure.
I was so distraught, but then I kept watching it. And then John was like, my colored black friends that I minister to. What? Like, I
said, colored
black.
Colored black? I screamed. And then she. But you could tell at that point Tammy was too tired to try to explain. She's like, I can't do,
because she would have had to swing on three people, so it was like she just had to leave. Like, I was like, I can't.
Whatever they're paying her, it's not enough.
The way y'all are wearing this woman out, that was so weird that y'all set her up like that. Like, that was crazy.
The way racism is so commonplace in 2022 that we're now laughing about it because it's just so comical. Like, that you had every example in that room to not do the right thing, and they all chose to go the wrong path. I know.
There's just been a lot. Like, it's the more I think about it, there's been so much on Twitter lately where I'm just like, is it still 2021? Like, I thought we were restarting.
It's crazy. Or is it 1990? Like, what the fuck?
Oh, I mean, we really back in the
80s, actually.
Because that other clip that what I clip? Just rewatched, but I watched the whole what? Thing and I was like what in thing? Tears on the floor.
What, have I seen it?
I'm so flexible. I can't because I'm like, that whole thread had me in shambles because I was
shambles,
like,
because it's so fucking funny. I scream every time I hear it. If you guys have never heard Candy Burris's song Legs to the Moon, please,
it's with Google Rashida.
Your friend, it's free. Rashida from Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, please go check it out.
Just go, y'all.
The most comical, you'll see why.
Just listen to Candy's choices in the song and tell me she can sing, because she can't. But okay,
not Rashida being a grandma talking about her legs to the moon
and talking about bang on. Bang bang, what
bang bang when he beat it up. She's like, he's so, when he beats it up,
the I read the lyric sheet and I nearly disgusting. Vomited. I was like, this is gross. Like, y'all are old ladies like sitting up here telling
no that. Not to be ageist. I mean, you could do that. I but, mean, listen, and just like that, hello
and fuck you, because what I'm not doing is being re-traumatized by that shit.
We're going to get into that.
Oh my God, why is that on there? Why? Who decided to do that?
Okay, speaking of, we're going to get into that. Let's do that on the bonus episode. We're going to head over there right now. We're going to talk about so much more. I want to talk to you about the Real Housewives of New Jersey trailer, which just came out.
I haven't seen it.
Recently. You haven't seen
no.
it? No. Watch it during the break. We're going to talk about Real Housewives of Miami and
Jersey
just like that.
Trailer. Hold on.
Are you kidding me?
I won't be paying attention.
We not talked? The fuck?
Okay.
Well, in the meantime, let you guys know where the bonus episode is. It's at patreon.com/thebelist. You can subscribe there. You can get the bonus episodes there. If you are already subscribing, I want to say thank you. And also I want to say for you to leave a rating and review of this podcast. And Jonathan, do you want to tell the people where to follow you?
Sure. You can follow me on Instagram. at mr.la.
Sure. Whatever. Sure.
mr.lawhorne on Instagram. There.
Y'all know where to follow me. It's Pet Shop Boy on Instagram. B_PetShopBoy on Twitter. I'm Pet Shop Boy on Cameo. And
wow, until next Cameo.
Vinegar.
Yeah, fuck you.
Peace out.
Peace.